Yeah, our practical our role playing. Yeah. And we remember that epic moment with Charles last time. Sana may take two. Give you a recap. Well, before I do a recap, I just like to emphasize the fact that we are doing these auditions. Of course, we're after, we're praying to God for the, for God to bring us volunteers who have integrity of heart and with and who have skillful hands, right? That's what we're praying for. But of course, this session is for us is here for us to help us really find those who are very skillful. Because how many of you here are in faith that God will send you skillful volunteers, and that's what we want, right? So that's the objective of today's discussion. No? And just to emphasize more on that, like to read to you 1 Chronicles chapter 25. I read this last time. This is just to give you a recap. 1 Chronicles chapter 25 verse 1 says, David and the chiefs of the service also set apart for the service the sons of Asaph and of Heman and of Jeduthun, who prophesied with lyrics, with harps, and with cymbals. The list of those who did the work and of the duties was, and then of course there's verse 2. But I'd like to stop there for a moment and understand that David and the chiefs of the service also, what they had to do was not just pick and point on anyone randomly. They had to set apart people, and that says a lot about what we do here, you know, as a ministry. And it's important for us, no matter how difficult it may be, to crush people's heart, to reject some of those, but we need to do it. It's something that is important. And these people, they set apart the sons of Asaph and of Heman and Jeduthun, who prophesied with lyres and harps. So understand that we need to really do this setting apart thing. We need to do this because the people that we are going to choose up there won't just sing songs, but they will prophesy. They will do the ministry, okay? And using their instruments and, of course, their voices. So it's very, very crucial that we find people who are skillful enough to communicate the gospel using music in whatever form. All right? So just as a quick recap, all right, last week we talked about recruitment and promotions. We talked about the importance of promoting your auditions, all right, to have that communicated clearly using all kinds of all media on all ways. Of course, I did mention it's important for us to really team up with our communications department on your local churches. We all have different situations. Some of us would have worship services would allow even pulpit announcements, like the pastors, even before preaching or maybe journey announcement to do it. So, but for some of you who can't have that, you could use social media. You could have a booth outside. It's important for us to do this, for us to, for people to come to the audition, of course. And we have to, again, we need the help of our staff, communication staff, to have that done properly. All right, that's for recruitment and promotions. Also, one thing good to note, I shared with you a practice we have in Ortigas. Of course, we have different needs for different seasons, right? There are seasons and daming yung keyboardists. There are seasons that there's so much bassists, there's so much guitarists, right? So much singers. So, but there are also seasons where there's a lack of either keyboardists or that. So that you can have an effective and fruitful auditions on that season, it's important for you to communicate the current need for your ministry. And that could be part of the announcements that are going to be made that will come out on Facebook or on posters or that will come out on the LED screens and whatnot, okay? So that's worship orientation. We also talked about, I'm sorry, that was recruitment and promotions, rather. We also talked about worship orientations. We mentioned last time that it's important for us to give people a proper understanding of what they're getting themselves into. The good thing about that is that there's clarity for them so that if they realize from the orientation that this probably isn't the ministry for me, and they would know then where God is leading them. which ministry it is, which ministry really they should really be a part of. So that's one thing to take note in the worship orientation. We discussed that earlier also. And at least they have a clear view of what they're getting themselves into. And of course, we ended last week's discussion on the auditions. And we are going to continue on with that today. And again, like I mentioned earlier, we're going to focus more on, the skill assessment. And to talk more about that, I'd like to call Ray.
Yeah, okay, no questions allowed. Good afternoon. Yeah, allow me to speak in a combination of Tagalog and English, right? Anyways, yeah, as Michael was saying a while ago, Psalm 78, 72, right? David was exhorting us that he shepherded with the integrity of the heart and with skillful hands. He led them, okay? So meaning to say, aside from the integrity of the heart, there is one big factor wherein we should really lead them with the skills as well. And the skill is a very important part here. Now, when we say this, since we're going to look at this on a skill proficiency assessment, this is how we can have our perspective in getting our volunteers, all right? How we are going to get volunteers, as Mike mentioned a while ago, is that we do not only put up announcements, but we have to create an awareness. Now, those are two different things. It's different. It's one thing to announce. It's another thing that the people are aware of that. Okay? Now, we got to have that awareness that there is an audition. Awareness. And you know what? When it comes to the audition proper, what I'm going to talk to you about right now is about the skill assessment, okay? Now, the one who's, let me talk to you about the one who's going to audition. In short, the auditioner himself. Now, with the experience that we had through the years, what we realized as an auditioner is that, how should I say this, okay? It would be good. Okay, but not limited to. It would be good that aside from assessing the skill proficiency of every individual, it might be a good luggage or something that's at the back of your mind, knowing the needs of your ministry. Not limited to, okay, these are not the only ones that we need, but if we, as an auditioner, sit there and then know, okay, we need a pianist in here, we need a singer for that team, we need somebody for that this one and this one. Then maybe while we are auditioning, we have parang there's some kind of an HRing happening already. Well, those are not intended to be final yet because during the training itself, or the worship orient, no, the how do we call that? The training itself, there are a lot of things that are happening. There are times that when we may experience that, this guy can be on that team. But during the training, you see some people coming up and popping out that they're even better than what they did during the audition. Apparently, they were jittery during the auditions, right? So there are a lot of situations like that. Now, as an auditioner, it would be good, aside from assessing their skills, which we are open to. If we know the needs of the ministry, then we have a better perspective on what we need and what the options that we have as we audition every individual. Now, one thing is that. Okay. Okay. As an auditioner as well, here's one thing that we can put ourselves into, a position that we can put ourselves into. The one who's going to audition is not only a skilled person, not only as a player, not only as an individual player, but as a musician. Now, let me talk about this. Why is it, what's the difference between a musician and a player? A player may have the perspective of, for example, me, if I'm going to be a keyboard player, I'm going to think about myself as a keyboardist and my role as a keyboardist. Now, if I'm going to be there on the audition, my perspective might be just like as a keyboardist only, as a keyboard player. But if I am going to be a musician is different. A musician thinks about the entirety of the whole thing. All right? So meaning to say, okay, I may be the one playing the keyboards, but my thinking is as a musician, not as a player. We got to know that. So meaning to say, when you audition, if you're a bassist, you don't come in there as a bassist. You come in there thinking about the thinking on what your options are on top of it. Okay? One thing that I learned also, what we learned also in the past is that the law of the lid. If we put our standards in here accordingly, okay, it's like this. Before I say that, the excellence of a small number, the administration of a small number of people is different from a big number of people. Okay, now one thing. Let me give you an illustration. Me and my wife Alma, if we were only together, apparently, whenever we're gonna have our meals, baka it would be cheaper for us just to buy outside because it's only the two of us, right? Why? Because if we're gonna buy the oil, the condiments, and everything, and we do this every day, and then there's just gonna be two of us eating, and then when we're not that hungry, we might just finish a small part of it, and we did all the trouble doing it, but. If we are going to be five already, together with our yayas and everything, we cannot go and eat outside all the time. So the administration is really different from a small number to a big number. Now, accordingly, these principles that we're going to talk about now are just plainly principles. These are not the exact processes that you are going to do in your church, in your local congregation, but these are your options wherein you can... maybe you can realize and think about like, oh, ito pa lang, kailangan kong gawin accordingly sa mga principles na nakukuha natin. Okay? Also, during auditions, and I think I got to follow up with the recruitment and promotions, no? One person that whenever people refer to, which is really very, very effective, is either the musicians themselves or the singers themselves, but more particular, the worship pastor or the music director. Because if there's someone, if I'm a musician, for example, if there's someone that who's going to be really be very influential to me, it will be the one, the musician himself. If I'm seeing somebody play there, he gets my attention. I remember one time there was somebody who raised up his hand and shared what he's thinking during about 3 years ago or 2 years ago, during our worship conference. And he says, for me, what I think is that, and I really got this from him, and I really think it would work as a food for thought for us. Me, I think what we are, we attract who we are. For example, me, if I'm a drummer, when I go to a service, the first person that I'm going to look to is the drummer. It seems realistic, right? So meaning to say, when I get to the service, even if there's a worship leader in there, what I look at is the drummer. And he becomes my influence. So basically, the entire team is the worship leader. They are all worship leaders. Now, I'm not talking about worship leading here, but I'm talking about the influence on how we can get people to the audition. Now, as one more thing, before we go to the exact to the principles of auditioning or the skill assessment itself, is that as I said a while ago, also at the back of our mind, we know the ministry needs or the parts and the roles that we need. We should be very open because you know what? Volunteers have their seasons; they come and go. You may have a complete team right now, but when one of your worship leaders, who's a call center agent, changes her or his shift, it would be You know, if you haven't reproduced someone right away, it will be very difficult for you to have someone substitute that. So there has to be a continuous reproduction. So it has to keep on going and going. Whatever the auditions may, kahit na ano, kahit na kompleto na kayo, mag-audition pa rin kayo. Because there has to be a consistent reproduction. All right? All right. Now, going to the assessment itself, the skill proficiency itself, the audition proper of the music, of the musician or the singer. Now, here are the things that we may suggest to you on how to audition somebody. For the singers, now, first, the reason why we came up with these processes is not just to see how much they know, but we incorporated it in such a way that these are the things that we need to know as well if they can be fit for the things that we do. So it's not something like, we'll just do something like a test and then bahala na if they pass or not. No, these are the things that we should know, the things that we need to know if they can do the things that's happening inside the worship rehearsals. Okay? Number one, for the singers, okay, it's there in your handouts. If we're going to audition a singer, okay, at first, for sure, they have their prepared pieces na yan, di ba? They have their prepared songs. Well, it's up to you. Some you can have an option of asking them to sing a song of their choice, or even before the audition or the recruitment, when it was, or even during the ministry orientation, is that you gave already an audition piece. That could be your option, or you could just let them sing a song of their choice. Okay, so let them sing first. What are the benefits of this? Number one, you get to see how they perform with their comfortable spot. Kasi ito yung ni-rehearse nila, this is what they rehearsed, this is what they prepared, this is what they memorized. They're very comfortable with that. At least all the jitters may come out. They can be so easy on the exercises after that. Okay, after seeing that, you gotta see first what are the things that we need to see during that solo performance. Maybe we could see the range, the vocal range, okay? If they can be an alto or a soprano or a tenor or a soloist. Because you see, there's a difference between a good singer and a good listener. There are singers who can really sing good, but when you give the parts to them, they really have a hard time during worship rehearsals. Diba? Pagka nagbobosisan kayo, magkaiba yun eh. And this is where the reason why I said a while ago that it is good that you also need to know your ministry setup, because at the back of your mind, oh yeah, I remember me and Pastor Joel way back in Alabang, there were some few people that we auditioned. They were really not good soloists, but we spotted, yeah, she's not a good soloist, but when she sings the alto, wow, it's solid, it's real, it has the oomph of an alto. So what do we mean by this? It would be good also that whenever we audition, we do not only spot for soloists, we spot on the roles that they could be at. Now, for example, now the next time, I'm going to hook this up with the next one. The pitch comprehension. Okay, what is the pitch comprehension? It's basically asking them to follow a certain note, maybe incremental or in different ways. Let me give you an example of this. Pitch comprehension. Now, what is this for? Pitch comprehension, meaning to say, is that you're going to try to test their ears if they can follow notes. Because, you see, this is really very critical that you know this. Why? Diba pagka nag-ensay tayo, a song that's supposed to be done in 15 minutes may turn out to be 2 hours. Why? Because we got someone who may have a challenge in listening and hearing and performing the notes vocally. It's one thing to sing good, but for you to hear and then register it to your brain and then perform it through your vocals is another thing. So this we really need to know. Okay? At the end of the day, who's going to suffer? Everybody's going to suffer. Okay? But at the end of the day, it's not about us suffering, but it's like it's putting someone on their right place. Okay? Okay. Now, how do we do this? You could formulate syllables. Me, at first, I asked them, okay, you can sing the syllable ma. Pero nowadays I don't. I just tell them whatever syllable you're comfortable with. A, e, I, o, u, ba, pam, whatever. La, 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 whatever. As long as you sing the notes, okay? All right. So it's like this. I play one note. There you go. Okay. Now, for me, I do not give them notes like you know, okay. And then, okay, you try to sing that. Oh, very good. Okay, sing these notes. You don't do that, okay? Okay, what you need to know, because why are these normally done during your worship, with your worship songs? Not really that, right? So what you're going to do is really just try to see if they can do the notes similar to what you do during with your praise and worship songs. So you do this. And then the next one that I asked them to do is the fifth. Na-da. At least they should know the direction of the fifth. Nam-pam. Dun 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 bum bum, and I do it incremental. Da da da. Ayun, bagsak na yung mga iba. All right. And then when I do it incremental, well, these are just the principles. You can create your own. Okay, you can create your own. Now, kasi the first three notes are very related. Now, on the fourth note, what I usually do is something that is not related. So, ba-da-da-da. Oh, so at least I know that this person can really hit the notes. Sometimes, now, what you will experience here is that sometimes when you go incremental on the notes, kuminsan nakukuha nila yung first note, nakukuha nila yung hanggang second note, pag nilagyan mo na ng third note, yung first at saka third note, tama, pero yung second note, mali na. Alright? So, kailangan malaman natin to. Malaman natin to. Very, very important. Okay? Okay. So, later on, we're gonna simulate what we're talking about in here. Okay. Now, with the vocal harmony. Vocal harmony, as I think, is an option for us to do. Why? Because what we feel is that when you continue on and do this exercise, even the fact that you just finished the pitch comprehension exercise, that they were already struggling, I don't think it is it's still advisable to go to the third one. There's no need anymore. Well, maybe stewardship of time. I mean, you know, you don't stay on one person for 30 minutes, right? And number two is that you know already you got what you want. You got what you need to hear. But if the person passes through that second exercise, which is the pitch comprehension, then maybe we could go to the vocal harmony. Now, what is the vocal harmony? Kunyari, as much as possible, you ask them to sing something, a song that is very, very common. Okay? Kunyari, ano yan? Oh, come all ye hindi yan. Here I am to worship. For example, that song. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Okay. First, you sing the melody, and then you ask them to sing the song, the second voice. Now, these guys, apparently, they don't know what an alto is or what a tenor is. Okay? So just tell them, okay, pakikanta naman yung second voice. O yung mababa ba o yung mataas? Kasi dalawa yan eh. Pwedeng, here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, or here I am to worship. Maybe those are for the low tone. All right? Okay. Now, you're going to ask them to sing that. If they don't know how to do it, or at least they tried to, pero may mga konting sabit, the next thing that you're going to do is that to assist them the right notes. It's part of the pitch comprehension and for them to realize that this is how second voices are really done. Now, for us auditioners, we should know what we're doing. We don't go to that audition not knowing the second voice of the song that we're asking them to do. That's going to be a blooper. Okay. We should know. We should be ready what the alto and the tenor part is. All right? Okay. Otherwise, we'll just be blabbing. Okay? Otherwise, we are going to be the ones that's going to be auditioned instead. Right? So, kailangan alam natin yon. So, here I am to worship. Now, one more point. It's not enough that they be the one to sing the second voice alone. They have to sing with the melody. You have to sing the melody. Because they might be able to sing the second voice on their own, but when they sing with somebody else, they get intimidated to the point that they cannot sing the melody. The second voice. Ang lumalabas nun, they will baka ma-intimidate sila, sumunod sila sa second voice. Okay? And by then, I think when you reach this level already, somehow you're confident already that this person has the potential to be in the training. But it's just that you're trying to see and assess his skill level. Again, may I repeat that? When you get to this point, it is most apparent that you know already that this person is somehow there by the doorstep already of passing. But it's just that you want to know the level of his skill. All right? Now, these three are very important. These three things, okay? As I said a while ago, when you audition, if I'm a keyboardist, I don't expect this person to be a keyboardist. There are good singers which are bound to be song leaders and worship leaders, but there are singers who are not, maybe for the season, not yet, or maybe not at all. We don't know, God knows, okay? To be song leaders or worship leaders, but they are great tenors. They are great backups, you know, get what I mean? Now, with these three things right now, we want to simulate this one, okay? We want to simulate on how to audition a singer, all right? Okay lang ba? Okay lang ba? Okay. So, meaning to say, we'll be getting some volunteers in here. Maybe just one volunteer. Because if we don't... Sige, audition. Audition tulay. Volunteer. And if I don't get any volunteer, I'm going to get a victim. So... All right. All right, Jinky, they volunteered you. Okay. All right. Hi, Jinky. Okay ka lang. Okay. Now, normally, ito yung nangyayari. Now, we are the audition proper. We're not going to talk about the interview, okay? We're done with the engagement part, all right? So, this is the assessment of the skill already. Now, what I normally do, for me, I do not assist the person. getting the microphone or later fixing the instruments, because I really want to see if they know how to put up a cable, get the microphone, how the person holds his guitar or tune his guitar, whatever. Okay, because I want to see that. So I intentionally tell the tech people not to assist. So from there on, I want to see the person gets the mic, how he holds the microphone. Okay, now simulate natin, simulate natin. Hi, Jinky. Okay, I want you to be affirmed. Okay, because no matter what you do in here, actually audition is. Ito, kadalasan nasasabi ko to. Actually, audition, kadalasan I don't wanna. Sometimes I don't wanna call this an audition. Why? When we say audition, there's a failure and a passing and a failure. But the truth about this, it's just an alignment. If this is your ministry, good. If this is not your ministry, good. Why? Because you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You are designed to be someone. You are designed to do something. So whatever the result is, I want you to put your security in the Lord, not with what you can do. Okay? Not with what you can do. So I want to see the glory of the Lord accordingly to the skill that you have. So you don't have to fear anything. Give it. Okay? Labas natin, ha? Okay? Okay, let's go. Okay. Jinky, can you sing me a song? Anything. Anything. A cappella. A cappella. Yeah. Just continue. Just sing the song. I'll be the one to cut you, okay?
Help me to choose a song. What song? What's that? Okay.
Anian? What? Sweet Child of Mine? Ano? All right.
Okay. Anian. You give me courage to believe that all your goodness I will see. 'Cause if it had not been for you standing.
Okay, now come on, have a big hand for Jinky. All right, guys, like this, okay? Like this. If I feel that the auditionee is something like, she's jittering, like kinakabahan siya. Here's what I usually do. Okay. Okay, Jinky, can you sing the song? Okay. Kunyari, ulitin yung first time mo kunyari kakantahin ulit. Can you sing the song again? Can you sing a song for me?
You give me courage to believe.
Come on.
That all your goodness I will see.
Sing it louder, louder, louder.
'Cause if it had not been for you standing on my side, where would
I
be?
You know what? I really believe that you can sing better than that. Can you do that one more time? Just one more time. I think maybe it's the temperature of the room, or maybe kinakabahan ka, you know, or I don't know. Yeah, okay. Okay, one more time, for the last time.
You give me courage to believe that all your goodness I will see. 'Cause if it had not been for you standing on my side, where would I be? If not for your goodness, if not for your grace, I don't know where I would be today. If not for your kindness, I never could say I'm still standing. If not for your mercy, if not for your love, I most likely would have given up. If not for your favor, I never could say I'm still standing. But by the grace of God.
Come on, thank you very much, Jinky. Okay, Jinky, you really did very well. Now, I really think so that, in fact, with in a different circumstance, you can even deliver it even with more gusto and more confidence. Right now, I know it's an audition, so it's in a different circumstance. Okay, now, this time, I'd like to hear you sing this song. Can you sing this song now? It's a very famous and a generic song. Can you sing, "Here I am to worship"? All right? Just the chorus. All right, Jinky. With that song, since you know the song very well, can you sing? Kasi nakita ko na. Now I know that she's good. Okay. One more thing. If I know that the singer is really good, sometimes I combine the pitch comprehension. I got ahead of myself. I'm really sorry about this. Sometimes I combine the pitch comprehension and the vocal harmony already. Okay. But this time, this is an option aside from the you know the syllable thing that I taught you a while ago. Okay.
Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. To worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God, you're altogether lovely, altogether worthy.
Thank you. All right. Now, this time, I'd like to ask you if you can do the second voice of this song. Can you? I'll sing the. Okay. Now, this time. Yes, of course. But here's one more thing. Guys, one pointer. All right, let's go. I'm on a time limit in here. Okay. All right, guys, it's like this. Be sure that you are, since you are the auditioner, be sure that you can sing the melody, okay? Don't be the one intimidated when the person sings the second voice. All right? Okay. Now, Jinky, I'll sing the melody. Can I hear you sing the second voice this time? Okay?
Here I am to bow. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
All right. Guys, I have to let you know this. Actually, this is the third exercise, as I said a while ago, no? But I got ahead of myself. This should have been the third exercise. Now, let's go to the second exercise, the pitch comprehension. Can we do that, Jinky? Okay. Now, Jinky, I'm going to play random notes. You don't look at the keyboards, okay? You don't look at the keyboards. Can you face there? Okay. Now... Okay, can somebody put a blindfold in? No. Okay, I'll give random notes. Now it's up to you. You may sing it ma pa ba ah ah whoa 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 whatever. Okay, yeah whatever. Okay, but as long as you sing the notes that I play. Okay, and one more thing. Let me play the notes first, and then you sing. You don't sing together with a note. Okay, remember that. Don't let them sing together with a note. Let them hear the note first. And then they sing. That's very critical. Okay? Okay.
La la. La la la. La la la. La 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 la
basically, these are the exercises that you may use whenever you audition a singer. With this, you can see her range. You can see, you can already like forecast and maybe see, oh, this can be a good worship leader or a song leader or an alto or whatever. You know the tone color. You know what a soprano is, right? You know what an alto and a tenor is. Well, maybe we could discuss that later on. But for the audition proper, you should know. Okay? Thank you very much, Jinky. You really did a good job.
I'm gonna do my own demonstration. The first song that you sang, remember? Do the I guess it's the chorus part, okay? No. The one that you just sang on your own. Not for your mercy, not for your... Sing that. Now, we're not listening for tone. We're listening, what's wrong theologically in these words? Go.
If not for your mercy, if not for your love, I most likely would have given up. If not for your goodness, if not for your grace, I don't know where I would be today. If not for your kindness, I never could say I'm still standing. If not for your mercy, if not for your love, I most likely would have given up. If not for your favor, I never could say I'm still standing. But by the grace of God...
All right. What's wrong with that song? There's a significant problem. Yeah, Marvy? Expand. But, where was the but? No, that's good. But, by your grace, that's good. Yeah, Chino? No, that's no. It doesn't have to be Jesus every time. Axel? No, that's okay. By the grace, yeah, we're okay there. What, Asel? I would most likely. That's not the Bible doctrine. The Bible doctrine says you ain't got a chance to stand. It's not just unlikely. It's actually impossible. Now, that sounds like a little nuance, but that's significant. That's the difference between orthodoxy and Pelagianism. Pelagianism is a heresy. Orthodoxies. Say again? Yeah, basically. Most likely, I couldn't make it without you. Most likely. Although there is a possibility. I understand. It's slang, but it communicates something that's not true. But it communicates something that in our natural mind we want to believe. So there's room for poetic license. But when poetic license reinforces a negative tendency already in the heart, I think... I wouldn't, if I was the pastor, I wouldn't let that song be sung without, if you have to rework those words for me. So, that was my demonstration. Sorry to take your
time. All right. That was a different audition part, huh? All right. Thanks, Jinky. Wow. Jinky, lilipat ka na ng Alabang area, di ba? All right. Okay, let's get it on. Going to our modules there. Okay. Now, I have a simple underlined note in circled in here. One thing that's really very important that you may not miss, guys, whenever you audition, document it. You don't want to interchange names. Okay? In fact, in a big audition, like, you know, you're going to audition about 10 or 15, I don't think you're going to memorize all their faces. Me or us, some of us, I'm sure, what we do is that we even, as far as this, we take a mugshot of each person auditioning because we don't want to, you know. You also take in the DNA, all right. All right, very, very important, okay? Yes, Pastor Paul. Yeah, we're going to discuss that later. That's going to be on the case study. All right. Okay. As I said a while ago, the excellence and the administration of a 100 population church against a 10,000 is different. Okay. Now, let's go to the musicians. Okay. Again, do not forget to document. Take down notes. Put down your... I think, in fact, whenever I audition, I'm making sure that somebody's right beside me jotting everything. You know why? Because an auditioner, I don't want to make it appear like I'm administrating her. So I'm just speaking and engaging with a person while somebody jots down. So that it wouldn't look like us, like, you know, like a job application. All right? All right. Next, the musician. How do we, what are the things that we need to see in a musician? Well, of course, number one, is like just like for the singers, we need to see them perform. Whatever, as a bassist, a pianist, a guitarist, or a drummer. Okay, so we let them perform. Well, for drummers, it is very essential that they have a perfect time. Okay, meaning a rhythm and meter. Why? Because isn't it that when we play, the drummer should have a disposition in playing. When the singer sings laid back, the drummer cannot play laid back as well. He has to be the framework of the music. If in the rudiments of music, the role of a drummer, he's not the heartbeat, it's the bassist. The drummer is the timekeeper. The drummer is the timekeeper. So it's very important that you know that your drummer or the would-be drummer is able to do the timekeeping, okay? Okay. Rhythm and meter. Now, that's for the drummers. Now, for the bassists, the lead guitarists, and the keyboardists, you want to know how to you want to get to know if they're familiar with chords. Later on, we're gonna demonstrate that and simulate that as well. Okay. And the fourth one, as I said, perfect meters for drummers. And one more thing, okay? One thing that you have to see with drummers is that you have to listen to them with the fast beats and the slow beats, but you should also be able to know if they can play the threes. The threes, meaning to say the 12s and the 6 or the 6/8s. Or because that's an entirely different groove from a force. A 4/4, okay? Very important. Yeah, dynamics is very important as well, okay? Well, actually, you know what? Dynamics, if you have perfect rhythm and meter, the dynamics will follow through as long as you have a perfect meter and timing. Okay, now with the musicians or the instruments that has tones, like the bassist, guitarist, violinist, keyboardists. For me, what I think I should know if he's familiar with the chords, somehow at least basically the chord structures and their relationship with one another. And one more thing also, it's not there on your notes, but I gotta know if they can do the widow. Okay, play by ear and really see if they know how to. Now, let me demonstrate this to you, okay? And then we're going to simulate an audition, and then we'll carry on. Okay, that means to say I like to... All right. Do we have a pianist in the house? Because there's only the piano that's available in here. Ayan. Simulation lang, simulation lang. Lee, simulation lang. Just a simulation. All right. Now, guys, normally when you audition, here's the setup. You have an entire setup there. If you are a guitarist, then you should have a guitar with you, not as part of the instrument setup, because you have to play and ask them what you're playing. So aside from the guitar, drums, keyboards, and bass setup that you have there right in front, you have to have your own instrument as well. For example, me, I'm a keyboardist. I have my own keyboards in front of me and a different setup in front of me as well. Okay, so that when I ask them to do something, I don't have to go there to their place and they have to stand up. You know, it's too troublesome. Or, okay, simulation. Come on, Brother Lee. All right. All right. Okay. Enough with the engaging part. We'll just go right to the audition, the skill assessment. Okay. Brother, can you play for me anything at all? Anything that you prepared? Anything at all? Don't be scared. Okay, now, can you play me something that you can comp with? For example, it's a fast song. How are you going to play a fast song since he played a slow song? Oh, this song. I know this song. This is theologically. All right, thank you very much, bro. Okay, now, when you're done, okay. All right, guys, there are two things whenever you let them perform. Because for time purposes, you do not, somehow, you might not have to ask them to play the entire song, right? But, okay, do not cut them like, you know, they have just played 8 bars and then you cut them. Because these guys really prepared a lot. As part of your appreciation, just let them play at least going to the second verse. You know what I mean? I mean, they prepared so many lines, and then after 4 chords, you'd stop them. Yeah. So you appreciate them, but letting them play, okay? Now, but once you get to know the somehow, oh, okay, wow, he's doing like broken chords, and you know, that's Israel, and you know, this guy can play. So at least I know. Once you get to know his level, somehow see where he is at in his music proficiency, you stop him right away already. As long as he has played long enough to appreciate what he prepared. Okay? Now, bro, I'll give you a series of chords. Ito yung, ano, this is the somehow like parallel to the pitch comprehension of the singers. This is the familiarization of chords. Bro, I'm going to give you a series of chords, and I just want you to play them, okay? A, D, F sharp minor, B minor. All right, can you play that accordingly, according to your groove? All right. Okay, hold on. Okay, maybe for generic purposes, I always choose the key of E. Why? Because it's open for everyone. Can we do this on a key of E? And I'll tell you why later on. E, A, C sharp minor, F sharp minor. Okay, can you play that for me? E, A, C sharp minor, F sharp minor. Okay. Now, once you see that he can play it, you can stop him right away. Okay, thank you very much. Now, that was in the key of E. Now, imagine if this was a guitarist or a bassist, okay, or whatever. Now, that was in the key of E. For example, I'm auditioning a guitarist. Now, can you put that in F? With the same pattern, can you put that in F? Thank you very much. You did well. Can you put that in G? Can you put that in G? Thank you very much, Lee. Now, I can see that you're doing guitar. We're talking to a guitarist, okay? Now, I can see that you're really performing this really well, and it's just positions and, you know, adjusting your position. Now, let's take it out from the position. Can you do an E flat? All right, hold on. You know the reason why I asked him in the key of E, because and then transposing to F and then to G, because apparently he might just do it by the position. Patterns lang. It goes up by the fret. But when I asked him to go to the E flat, at least I know that it's not the position, but it's his construction, his thinking, his algebra on the music. Okay? Now, here's the third one. Here's the third and last one. Okay? For toned instruments. Okay? Okay, bro, you really did well on that. Okay? Last nato. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna test his ears if he can really play the songs that we play. If you notice, the things that I'm trying to look here at are the things that we do during practice and rehearsals, right? If the singers cannot reach it, then we have to transpose it. Then I want to know if this person can do it, all right? Now, the last thing that I would like to know is if he can study the song that we're going to give him at home. So if I have an instrument here, I'm going to play it. Okay, this time, brother, without you looking at my keyboards, okay, I'm going to play a series of chords, actually only four chords. But you are not supposed to look at it, but this time I will not give you the chords. You will have to tinker on your guitar or your piano. And I really don't mind that while I'm playing and you're making your instrument sound. So I play C, E minor, F, G, or whatsoever. Simple chords only, please. Okay, no plus sevens and minus fives. Okay, simple chords like songs, like similar to the songs that we play, the generic songs that we play. Just simple chords. Okay, and then, well, right now we cannot demonstrate that one because we don't have another instrument in here. So I'm just gonna, you know, and this time, here's one more thing. Lee, I'm just gonna do this three times. Okay, I'm just going to play this three times, and then I can play it one more time for you if you will ask, but I'm just going to play it three times, okay? So meaning to say, I'm not going to teach you the chords. You have to decipher the chords in three repetitions. All right. So that's what I'm going to do. All right? That's what I'm going to do. Lee, thanks, bro. Thanks, man. And by this time, you know already if your musician is somehow capable. But please. Especially that thing, the second part, when you're adjusting the positions and the transposition, maybe you gotta be somehow this. You have to discern it. If the guy is really struggling, don't push it. Okay, because when you get to know already what you need to know, then that's good enough. If the guy is struggling already, then you may stop it already. Okay. Now for drummers, here's what I usually do whenever I have a meron ba ditong ano rhythm, brother, meron ba 20 ng combination program. 20. All right. For example, me. Even I'm a keyboardist, and somebody plays here on the drummer. The first thing that I'm going to ask him is a solo performance. Yeah, whatever. Okay. Okay. So he plays. Okay. Play me a slow beat. Of course, we gotta talk not in 4/4 time. Give me the rag time of this. No, they don't know that. Can you just play me a slow song? That's what they know. Let's not be technical during audition. Can you play a fast beat? Just like that. Okay? Now, after playing, the next thing that I'm gonna ask them are two things. Drummers, okay? Okay, give me your can you give me a straight kick drum? Just play it. Okay? How? Like this. Okay, why? Okay. Why do we need to do that? It's because we need to know if his rhythm is consistent. So, dug, 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 dug. Let it stay. Maybe about 4 bars. Because if you're going to ask him to play for 2 bars, apparently it's just a, you know, it's just that it cannot prove consistency. So, maybe about 4 to 6 bars, whatever, as long as it's a little bit long. Okay, and then, so he plays like that. Okay, and then the next thing, okay, keep it going. Okay, play on top. And then he plays the tap 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 or whatever. At least you know that his kick is consistent. So at least you know that your drummer has a somehow consistent meter. Guys, by the way, there's no such thing as perfect meter. Okay? Because that's later on. Only a consistent one. At least we have consistent meter. Okay. Now, the next thing that I'm going to ask him is, okay, can you play for me a 6/8? What is 6/8? Yung ganito. And then I'm just going to ask him to play that and play that and play that and play around it. Okay. Put your right here and there. Okay. All right. Now you got to know at least this guy can play 6/8. When you play in your presence, he can do it. When you play Scandal of Grace, you know this guy can do it. Okay? So at least you know that this person is suitable. One more thing. You know what? In an audition, what's a good word to coin it with? Whenever you audition, a good word that you can coin with is suitability. So you know that these people are suitable or not. Okay? And what else can I say? I'm almost done. And other things that you may prepare, the options that you may prepare. I have already prepared. I can share it with you. Or I'm sure some of you can do this as well. Sometimes I have a backing track with me, you know, for drummers. You know, because sometimes drummers play better and you can see their skill better and more when they have a bassist, a guitarist, and a rhythm with them. So. I program a backing track. Okay, play with this. Okay, so he plays the song. So, yeah. I'm sorry. Oh yes, definitely. Yes, definitely. Yeah. Yes. 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 Okay. Okay, we're going to answer that, but we're going to reserve the Q&A later on, okay? But I'm going to answer that right now. Yes, yes, and yes. But I will be more lenient on that. But with regards to drummers, oh man, they got to hold the post. I'll be more strict. Of course, when I say strict, that's an internal thing inside me. I won't tell the drummer, okay, I'm very strict with the, I won't say that to them, okay? And, now this time, it's going to be more exciting because from where we left off the last session that we had, we were doing case studies. Now, to make it more exciting, we're going to do the case study from the interview or the engagement to the audition to the bringing down the result to the person. That would really be good and exciting. But for now, it's 2:08. We're gonna have a break for 1 week. No. Okay. We're gonna have a break